So would you say that the whole experience then of Frag Free Denton, has this made you in a way more optimistic in the possibility of local activism and of democratic activism, or how has it changed your thoughts on all of that since then?
Yeah. Well, I will say that I think that especially on issues of air and water, I think that when people are, to your question, let me go back. Yeah, definitely not more optimistic. I mean, to be honest, no. There's no, how could I come out of a situation like that with more optimism, you know? But I think it's okay. I mean, I think it's okay when you're, to be disillusioned can be a powerful place because you are, you know, you like, it's always good to know the true state of things. So, yeah, I think less optimistic, but perhaps more aware, so that's okay.
Mm-hmm. So what has happened since then? Last thing I saw, you were arrested for protesting at a well when the drilling resumed after HB 40. What developments have gone on in the 4 years since then?
Right. So yes. So after HB 40 passed, and we saw that the city was not going to take on the lawsuit, and that, you know, there no, we didn't, I personally didn't feel connected enough to a resource who would take on the lawsuit. You know, I didn't know of a group that was willing to take on the state on that issue. No one felt at the time, well, I wouldn't say no one, but no one with the kind of the resources to fight felt that it was a viable lawsuit. I think it's probably debatable, but that's where we were at, is I just felt like this is the this is our last option, you know? So we painted the words of our vote onto a big board to show this is what the people passed. This is the law that was on the books. And these people at the state level and the oil and gas industry had to go change the law in order to beat us, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what we passed was lawful, and by the vote of the people. And these people had to go, like, maneuver and change the law in order to beat us. And I just wanted people to see that, like, on... But I just wanted them to see it on a large scale. So I painted the words of our vote on the ballot wording on there and the law that we had passed. And then we just... I mean, I think it wasn't... To me, it wasn't even, like, it wasn't even a question at that point. You know, there when you just feel that amount of injustice surround you and it's so weighty on you, it just feels like there's nothing left to do but just sit in front of something and stop it with your own body. I mean, I don't know how to describe it any other way. I am not brave. You know, I'm not like a brave person. I'm not exceptionally anything. I'm just a normal person who was just like pushed to the brink on that issue. And I think that that just felt like that was our only reasonable step remaining. And that's why we went out there and just sat down. And then after that, I think there were about a dozen people that were arrested in civil disobedience at the well site. And the reason that we chose that well site on Nail Road is because that was the first place that was going to be fracked after our ban had been overturned. So it was significant. And I think that's important to choose a significant site where harm is happening. There's also a community right across the street where there are babies and children running around playing right there, and their air is being polluted. And so it was significant on a lot of levels, but